Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yes, a special, what is today, Thursday? Yes, Thursday episode of The Extra Yard. Alex Dono and former Miami Dolphin Troy Stradford. Troy, before we introduce our special guests on this episode, how are you, sir? Long time no see.
Yeah, a couple days or one day. I am great. I'm doing great. I got to be honest. Nothing for me to complain about. The only thing I complain about is the fact that the Dolphin season is over and I got to watch all of these other games, but this weekend is lining up to be an outstanding weekend of football, so I will enjoy it. You know, I love football, so I will enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's the most bittersweet thing because we only have three NFL games left. We got the conference championship games, two of those, and we got the Super Bowl in a few weeks, so it's almost over. But, you know, the reason why I had to bust out my Sunday finest today, I'm wearing my old school Dolphins cap, because we have a special event coming on February 4th where Mr. Hands himself, Mark Hands. Clayton, along with the other Mark's brother, Mark Duper, who, I don't know, he may even be stopping by today as well, but we got Mark Clayton with us, who's going to be at Sinbad Sports in Pembroke Pines on February 4th, signing autographs, telling stories, shaking hands, kissing babies, all that good stuff. Sinbad is on board as well. He does an awesome job lining up these signings. And Mark Clayton, how are you doing, sir? Thank you so much for stopping by. Dolphins legend in the house.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, as I told you earlier, Alex, that's my guy right there, 2-3 right there. You know, took him under my wing when he was a little young pup now, man. And I just knew that guy was just a baller from day one. And he's been my boy ever since then.
Oh, man.
Ever since.
I freaking love it. I freaking love it. And
I got to chime in, and I got to tell the story about how giddy I was as a youngster when I think it was, we were going to preseason week number 4. And, you know, I'm just going about my business, you know, practice, whatever, go home, try and get sleep. And we have a preseason game coming up against the Buffalo Bills. And so I'm not thinking anything is going to be different. And then Clayton came and he said, yo, Rook, he said, I'm coming to pick you up to take you to the game. And I'm like, what? You know, inside. Outside, I'm like, okay, that's cool. But inside, I'm like, giddy as anything. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, Mark Clayton is coming to pick me up and take me to the game, right? So the story gets better. I run home, I call my friends, and I go, y'all won't believe who's going to take me to the game. They're like, who? And I'm like, Mark Clayton. He's going to come pick me up. Him and James Pruitt. He's like, don't worry about driving. I'll come to your house. I'll pick you up. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me, you know? And so then now it's game day. And so we had our pregame meal in Miami Lakes at Shula's place. And I walk out to the front of the apartment complex where I was living. And I'm looking at my clock. I'm like, all right, where's Clayton? Looking at my clock. Where's Clayton? Looking at my clock. I said, I gotta go. I run back to my car in the parking garage, and then I'm pulling out, and here he come driving in. Like, he ain't late. And I'm like, you notice how I said, well, we were talking before we came on. I'm surprised to see that you were early, because Clayton was notorious for getting there exactly when he needed to be there.
Really?
And I was terrified. Yeah, terrified.
Yeah, he got into the stream 4 minutes early, Troy. He was before on time.
I couldn't believe it when I logged on that he was already here. And I don't know if you know, Clayton, but we get to Miami Lakes, we walk into the hotel, and David Shula, like, you walk in, Pruitt was with you, Pruitt walked in, and then I walk in, and David Shula's like, come here, I want to talk to you. And he's like, you know you're late, right? And I go, yeah, I know. He's like, that's going to cost you a fine, right? Clayton didn't get fined. Pruitt didn't get fined, but that damn rookie who was just coming in. And show you the difference in money. Like, I have no idea what they would fine me today. They fined me $50 back then, and that was a lot of money. $50.
Wow. Sure was. Sure. And look, see, you know, and then they used to, the coach used to, you know, try to discourage the young bucks that don't hang out with me, because I lived on the edge, and I was never late. I would just be always right there on time. Never late, never missed the plane, never late for practice, except that, well, I overslept one time, and I'd already made up in my mind when I get over there to the camp, to training, where we was in, over there at the facility, yeah. I should say. Yeah. We get over there to the facility. I said, I know Coach Shula is going to ask me, why am I late? As he asked everybody that I've seen come strolling in there late. So I made up my mind. I said, listen, I know when he's asked me what happened, I'm just going to tell him, listen here, I'm late. I'm here. No matter what I tell you, it's not going to be good enough. You're going to find me. I'm late. Sure enough, I walk in there, and he asked me, he said, hey, what happened? Where you been? I said, it doesn't matter. I'm late. You're going to find me anyway. I could come up with one of my best stories ever.
It wasn't going to work.
It was not going to work. He's going to find me. So I say, hey, man, it doesn't matter. It don't matter what happened. I'm late. That's all that matters. I'm late.
And he probably heard every story in the book, too. I'm guessing he heard some tall tales.
I'm sure he has to. So I wasn't going to give him another one to add up onto his collection of tales.
I got a question for you, Clayton. How many times were you sitting in front of Shula in his office because you did something wrong that he didn't like? It wasn't necessarily wrong, but he didn't like it. So
a bunch of times.
How many times? Really?
A countless of times. I tell people all the time, I said, you know what, though? Dance to the beat of my own drum,
right?
And Coach Shula realized that, but Coach Shula, he didn't agree with some of the things, some of my beats that I was dancing to, right? So he would call me into his office, and we would agree to disagree. But I was like, hey, man, you know, this is what it is. You know, I'm not
violent,
but see, Coach Shula was old school. And he felt like that, you know, things should still be ran old school. I never really got into no really heated exchange with Coach Shula. We just had some differences in agreements.
Okay.
You know, when it all came down to it, when it all was said and done, you know, I respected that man and he respected me as well. And I think he respected me more for being the person that I was, as opposed to the one that just was kissing his ass all the time, because a lot of people had a lot of his ass on their lips.
I agree.
Hey, I want to ask Simbad, who owns Simbad Sports in Pembroke Pines, and he's going to be hosting – this Marx Brothers autograph signing. Clayton, who's with us now, and Duper are going to be at Sinbad Sports in Pembroke Pines on February 4th. Tell the folks, Sinbad, what time everything's going on and what they can expect. And we are going to be telling you guys how we're going to be giving away an autographed jersey on this show today. I think we're going to be doing it. The way we're going to do it, Sinbad, is because I want to come up with the most fair way possible, because people are going to be like pushing and shoving over this signed jersey. So what you guys want to do is, if you're watching this right now, and if you want, whether you're watching it live or you watch it later on, and you want to win an autographed either Duper or Clayton jersey, you want to leave us a comment on the YouTube video. So I see people in the live chat. Leave us a comment on the YouTube video here on Five Reasons Sports. And there's a program where you can pick a comment at random. So I don't get to choose. Troy doesn't get to choose. We're going to pick a comment at random, and the winner is going to win an autographed jersey. And so, Sinbad, tell people what they can expect at the signing coming up.
So we opened up a pop-up shop in Pembroke Gardens in Pembroke Pines for a few months. We're going to be there for a few more months. And I wanted to do a signing right before Super Bowl because I'm going to be out in Vegas for Super Bowl. And always a pleasure to work with Mark Duper and Mark Clayton. He was never late for any of my signings. I never fined him $50. He's always on time, like you said. He's always right there just in time. So, the Dolphins season, we thought, the Dolphins were going to go to the playoffs. They lost a lot of games towards the end of the season. So we wanted to just do something for the fans and just bring them back to the store and do a big signing and get everyone out there. And for them to be together, it's rare for them out signing together. But when they are, it's just a great event. Everyone comes out there. They tell their stories, like you said, and they hang out kissing babies and telling us, stuff that happens in the locker room and things like that. So it's always great to see them and always great to hang out with them. It's always a good time when they're in Sinbad Sports doing a signing. So and it's been highly demanded as well, because we did a signing with them a few years ago right before COVID for the Super Bowl when it was in Miami, and people mm-hmm. still asking, when are you going to bring them back? When are you going to bring them back? So, you got Tyreek and Waddle now, and these are the original duo that were basically, put Miami on the map, as a great team. And they deserve to be recognized, over and over and over. As many times as I can do it, I will do it. So.
And does that, Sinbad, does that sound good about, so we'll give it away through the YouTube comments. And I just want to verify, is it like people can pick if they want either Duper or Clayton, they can, and maybe we can steer them towards Clayton since he's on with us. We don't want to let the man down, but they'll be able to choose which one they want, correct?
Yeah. Well, actually, if you want, I can give you two jerseys, one for Duper, one for Clayton. Let them, that way your show can give them both away.
Nice.
So, that's
real. I don't want anybody to argue.
That's a treat for the fans right there, Sinbad.
It's always for the fans. Always for the fans. I do it for the fans.
So you hey, Troy, did that. Hey, Troy, did you get that text that Duper just sent us? I can't look at it because I'm looking at it on my phone. You're on a computer. Did you see that text he just sent? I don't know what he said because I hadn't looked at it.
He sends me some video of how deep in the woods he is.
Oh, he sent me that. Yeah, he sent that to me too.
Yeah, so I want to take people behind the curtain that we're trying to get Duper to hop in as well, but he's in the backwoods somewhere in Louisiana, yeah. So I don't know if he has enough service to get in. So if he can find some bars, we're going to get him.
He's probably in one of the mobile homes that he got.
Yeah.
He's probably in one of the big mobile homes of camping, so he's notorious for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll hold it down for my brother, though. I'll hold it down for him.
Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome. Well,
and I got a question. Hey, I got question for you. Like, we have a dynamic duel right down here with the Miami Dolphins, right? And Hill mm-hmm. and Waddle. Mm-hmm. And first, my question to you, Clayton, is what did you – Duper was here before you, correct?
Correct. 1 year before.
Yeah. 1 year.
1 year.
What did you think of Duper when you put your eyes on Duper? I don't know if you know what he thought of you, but what did you think of his game when you first saw him out there playing? Because both of your games were different, like totally different.
No question.
Right?
Well, yes, sir.
So what
yes,
did you
sir.
Think that's, of his game?
Well, when I first got down there, like I said, Duper's already there for a year. and I don't know, a lot of people probably do know this, but Duper didn't play not one down as a rookie. When he first got down there, he didn't never play at all.
Really?
Really. When I the whole year, he didn't play not one down his rookie season. And when I got there, I was on the field before he was. And I was on the field before Dan started playing also as well. Because my rookie season and Dan's rookie season, you know, our opening day, we played up in Buffalo. And that game right there, Jimmy Cephalo and Tommy Vigorito both went down with torn ACLs. And me and Duke was running down as flyers on the kickoffs and the coverage.
You played special teams?
We were special teamers. And Dan was holding the clipboard for David Woodley at that time, right? So none of us was playing any offense when I first got down there. But, you know, I seen Duke in practice and everything. But practice, you know, Troy, is different from the game. Everything in practice is scripted. So, you know, the practices are supposed to look good because they're scripted, because you know what they're going to do on defense and they know what they're supposed to be giving you if we're running offensive plays. They're supposed to give us the look, right? So I really didn't have no conception of what kind of player Duper was my rookie year, because, like I said, none of us was playing until after that first opening day when I started playing on third down. I started coming in as a third wide receiver. Dan still on the sideline, and Duper still running down on those kicks. But after they saw me, how terrible I was running down on those kicks, because the opening kickoff, we kicked off to Buffalo, and I'm the ball guy, and Duper was the ball guy on the other side, right? So we're flying down the field, both of us right there. And so the first person that I see since I got down there first was Daryl Talley. I said, hell no. I'm not blocking this guy right here. And then Eddie Hill was like, God damn it, Clayton. He said, stay in your fucking lane. He said, don't run around the block. I said, man, fuck you, boy. This guy's got me by about 50, 60 pounds. You fucking take him on. I'm not taking him on. You take him on. So like I said, I'm so glad that they took me off the kickoff team. That was my one and only appearance running on kicks. But I tell you this though, Troy, before I had made that team in them preseason games, when I know I was on the borderline of making that team, I was taking them son of a bitches on, and I was
busting your ass.
I was making those damn tackles.
That's right.
Hey, so I love the way you talk about this with you and Duper starting out on running down kicks and Duper not playing his first year. So at what point was it? And I'm sure it was some point in 83. Mm-hmm. When you realized that you, Duper, and Marino, that the three of you guys had something special, like at what point did you realize, okay, we got something cooking here?
No, I didn't realize that I was in that mix right there, because in like the sixth or seventh game, something like that, we're playing the Saints and they kicking our ass. And at the halftime, Coach Shula decided to make a change right there. He said, Dan, you're going to start it, Dan, the second half. And he took Duriel Harris out. And Duper started the second half with Dan, right? And so then the next game, which we played Buffalo in the Orange Bowl, then Duper and Dan started the game. I'm still coming in on third down. That whole year, I never started a game my rookie season. But I started playing a lot toward the end of the season, and I was coming in on third down a lot. So I realized that I was going to be in that mix right there when – during the off season, hold on, man. My killer dog is just crazy.
Sounds like a real man eater.
Yeah, yeah. So I realized that I was
like a total of 15 pounds.
I was going to be in that fold when, in the off season, where I was going to play in those basketball games that we played in, you know, up in like Gainesville or somewhere. And look, when you told that story about how I told you to come and ride with me, Nat said, I want you to ride with me. Up to the game, right? So Nat said, here's what it's going to be. He said, well, you know you, Duper, and Dan are going to be the starters next year, right? I said, no, I didn't know that. He said, yeah, that's what's going to happen. He said, and my job is going to be to teach you and Duper everything that I know. Wow. He said, you asked me, why am I doing that? It's because I don't mind. I've been a starter before. He said, and what you and Duper are going to do, y'all going to prolong my career, add some more years on my career. And that's exactly what happened. But then after he told me that, then I started busting my ass and stuff. I feel like, hey, I'm going to get a chance to start. I got to make it happen. I got to make something happen.
So there's something empowering about that, right? Like when a guy like Nat Moore is telling you, like, "Hey, you're the future. You're going to be a starter." That's got to fill you just with like confidence for the future.
No question, because Nat was a bad motherfucker.
He was,
and a smart guy too.
Yes.
Oh my God. So anything that he was saying, it was like gospel to me. I'm hanging on to everything that Nat is trying to teach me. And I owe a lot. I have a lot of gratitude for Nat for really being so unselfish with his knowledge, man, because I don't think that I would have possibly had the career that I had without the tutelage of Nat Moore. And look, Alex and Sinbad, to show you how different players are, right? Because I'm not going to throw dude up under the bus, really, Aaron like Rodgers. I should. But Durrell Harris was just the...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Opposite. He wouldn't help me and Duke for nothing.
Wow.
And so, you know, I guess that's why it didn't work out for him. Wow. And he's the one that really, when he used to sell me this right here, he said, Rook, I was here when you came, and I'm going to be here when you're gone. And that motivated me.
Wow.
I think that's pretty cool, like the motivation in different ways. And something, there's a couple things from the chat I wanted to ask you about here. This is funny, especially the way the Cap phrases this. He says, serious question, your thoughts about the NFL becoming a bit soft as Cinnabons with the rule changes as of late? It was different when you played. I know that much is for sure.
Well, you know what though, man, I'm not going to say that the NFL is soft. I think they've gotten a lot of a lot wiser, man, because they know that people leave this game in serious bad shape, worse off than when they started playing this game. So they're trying to protect these guys, and my hat's off to them about that. But you know, I'm proud to say that I played in an era where there was no such thing as a defenseless receiver, because you know you had to bring it for me, you know. You know, you had to bring it for me, and I wouldn't have had it no other way. But those guys, hats off to those guys, man. And back to you said about Waddle and Hill, man. Those guys, man, those are two great young men, man. They two badass players, man. And I wish nothing but the best for them. And when I was down there before the season started right here, I told Hill, when I came down there during the alumni game, I said, hey, man, you know, hey, bro, go get that yardage record, man. I said, hey, man, that's what records are for. Go get it. I said, man, that's, you know, I'd be more than happy if you broke it, man, because I'd be proud to say that a scrub didn't break my record. You had to be bringing it. The noise and Tariq, you know, and they call me and Duke legends, you know. They're awesome. Very respectful young men, man. And my hat's off to them, man. They were raised.
I don't know if you recall, Clay, but I went to the first practice for the Miami Dolphins this year, and I left that practice and I texted you. Mm-hmm. I texted Clayton and I said, Clay, this is crazy. I said, Tyreek Hill is crazy. This kid is like on a different level, like his speed, everything. And to see it materialize throughout the season on the football field and how easily he makes it happen, mm-hmm. it's just special to watch. Like, I can remember playing with Duper, and he would make one-handed catches like no one else can make. Clayton would do anything he was asked to do, go across the middle, run the out, lead that DB right there at the line of scrimmage. Everything that they did was like to perfection. And Tyreek Hill was the closest thing that I saw that reminded me of Duper and Clayton, a combination of both of them. I said, this kid right here is special.
Because not only does Tariq have that speed, see, that speed that Duper had, Tariq has got some shakes too.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what makes him even more dangerous. That puts him really over the top because he's got that lateral quickness and he's yep. got this speed, that instant speed. He don't have to get up to speed. I mean, when this guy takes two steps, he's kind of close to being top speed. So you better be
there.
You better get on your horse if you plan on catching him, which I don't foresee that happening. Nobody's going to be catching him once he gets out there. Nobody's walking him down.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, Clayton, you know, going back to the game where you not only caught your first touchdown from Marino, but you threw a touchdown pass to Duper in the same game. Like, what that must have felt like, you know, I've arrived in the NFL. Like, well, what was it like to have a game like that where you throw a 48-yard touchdown and you catch a touchdown later in the game?
It wasn't shit because we lost the game.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Boom!
I didn't realize that.
We lost that game. Dan threw like four touchdowns that game also, and Joe Ferguson just outdueled us, man. He made us look kind of bad that game right there. But you know what though, I don't really care about any individual accomplishment. I was about that winning.
Yeah,
that's what it was all about. I wanted to win more than anything, because I tell people now, and I said, man, I don't know if I hated losing more than I like winning.
Losing sucks.
Oh.
Losing sucks.
The shower feels bad. The food tastes bad.
Everything's not good.
You want to kick the dog. I hate to say it when you get home. Like, you just don't want to be bothered with anyone. Losing sucks.
And when I told Tariq to go get that record right there during the season right there, he said, you know what, Legend? He said, man, I'd rather win the Super Bowl than get any individual records.
There awesome. You go.
I said,
everyone's not like that.
I told him, I told totally
everyone is not
that.
Like that.
That's right.
Everyone is not like that.
That is correct.
I wanted to ask you this question here. Oh, sorry, real quick, Troy. I want to ask this question from Andy, because Andy also, he left us his super chat, which is way too kind. He wants to know, do you have, Mark, a favorite game you played in as a Miami Dolphin?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my two top games I will put on my list, one is the Super Bowl, because there's no other game like that game right there. I got to put that on the top right there, because right there, when you're playing in that game, you're playing for all the marbles right there. And no other game can compare to that game. And I'd say the second game, the best game, my favorite game was in 85 when we beat the Bears on Monday night.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge. My second favorite game.
I can remember watching that game in college, you know, because I grew up a Dolphin fan. Dolphins is my favorite team. And I remember watching that game. I was so doggone excited that the Miami Dolphins actually pulled this off, because at the time, the Chicago Bears, they were dominant in the National Football League. So that was definitely one of my favorite wins for the Miami Dolphins all time.
After the Astros won the World Series this year, right, Mr. Crane, the Astros owner, he puts on a celebrity program. Pro-Am here, so he invites a lot of the big wig players from all sports to come and play in his celebrity Pro-Am, which is like the week before the Houston Open here, right? The PGA Tour golf tournament. So it just so happened this year right here, you know, after the golf tournament, we were sitting around outside the hotel because I went on down and stayed at the Marquee because, you know, he's putting the players up there. So I said, I'm going to go down there. So we smoking a cigar outside the hotel. I'm smoking a cigar with Richard Dent, Lawrence Taylor, Eric Dickerson, and what's my man Buffalo Bill? Thurman Thomas.
Right? Thurman Thomas.
Thurman Thomas. We all sitting right there. So they telling stories. So they were they start Lawrence said, hey, what was it like to get y'all's ass kicked on that Monday night, Richard? Oh my God. So he said, yeah. He said, yeah, they kicked the ass, but we're waiting on them to see them again in the Super Bowl, but they didn't ever get there. I said, you were so happy. I said, you were so happy that New England beat us because you know that you wouldn't have had that ring had we won.
That's right.
Tell it right here. Oh,
that's right.
So then they were laughing when I said it. So then he said, you can't. He said, because we played both of those guys right there in the divisional round and then in the NFC championship game. He said, well, I served them up for two sacks right here. We shut them both out. He was telling them, he remembered when he played the Giants and the Rams. He said, we shut both of them out, Clayton. He said, so they can't say shit.
Richard Dent was a beast. He was definitely a beast. Yes.
Wow. So I want to reiterate, and Sinbad is in here as well. Sinbad Sports Shops at Pembroke Gardens is where it's going to be going down at February 4th. Mark Clayton, who's with us now, and Mark Duper are going to have an autograph signing. Remind the people again, Sinbad, what time on February 4th this is all going down?
So the event is taking place on Saturday. It's going to be from 12 to 2 p.m. So you can bring your own items to get signed, or you can buy jerseys, hats, helmets, photos from the store. It's a pleasure to have both of them at the same time. So a lot of people are getting dual signatures. So they want, you know, Mark and Mark to sign each of their items. So they're going to be available there to sign, you know, and JSA authentication would be there as well, authenticating all your items. Oh, so nice. I apologize. I'm picking up my daughter from college. So,
you're good.
And also, you know, yeah. So we have another store down on 163rd Street, and that one's still open. We do a baseball card show there, and right after the autograph signing, we're gonna have a big card night where you can trade cards and baseball cards and autograph cards and stuff like that. So people are gonna stick around and hang out for that as well. So it's a big night for us over there in Pembroke Gardens. So
that's nice that people get to enter. I mean, be right there and trade their cards with each other or whatever, man. I think that's awesome right there. But hey, man, I just got to go out and say that, man. I don't really do a whole bunch of signings and stuff, but I do enjoy working with Sinbad. Sinbad's first class, man, top notch guy, man, and has got a great business going on. And anytime he asks me, I'm pretty much in.
Hey, I appreciate
that. I have a question for you, Sinbad.
What's up, Troy?
All of these dads that are out there and they have a newborn son and they start buying baseball cards, football cards, should they not buy two packs? Open one for the kid, but hold on to one for 15, 20 years because you never know when you got a diamond in the rough, correct?
Correct. But also, card collecting now is totally different than it was before. Like now they're buying the new cards get sent in to get authenticated and get them graded. They come back in a plastic case and then they have a whole market for it, you know, as a raw card or in a case, you know, and all that. So it's just the market has blown up for the last 3-4 years now, and it's just literally out of control. You know, there's, you know, I found a LeBron James rookie card that came to my show that we got it graded and it was like worth $250,000.
Whoa.
So it was insane. It was a 10 out of 10 autograph, 10 out of 10 rookie card. When LeBron was with the Cavaliers, we had sent it into PSA to get it graded. And they're like, we need more money to get it graded. It was like almost 11 grand. And they were like, it came back worth, you know, $250,000, 10 out of 10. So right now that card's in a safe. And we're waiting for LeBron to break his record, scoring record this year. And if he does, then the value of that card's going to go way up.
No question. Wow. No question.
At least we're hoping. So yeah, the card game now is totally different. You should check out some of my shows. I do a monthly card show at the 163rd Street Mall, and I do I'm doing a trade night at Pembroke Pines after the signing, just to get everybody together.
I've got a question for you too, also, Sinbad. So what made you want to get into this card, the memorabilia business? What made you want to do that?
So I went to UCF. I played football there. I was outside linebacker. I played football, and I got hurt. But when I was out there, I was hanging out with Shaq, Penny Hardaway, Dennis Scott, and I opened up a sports store, actually, back in 1993 when I was in Orlando going to UCF, you know, playing in college. So I opened up a sports store then, and I was always in my blood to do, you know, to have a store. So I go way back, to like 92, 93. And we used to do signings with Shaq at Sports Dominator, and we used to, you know, support the Miami, the Orlando Magic team and all their events and stuff like that. So it was a lot easier back then. So now it's just like I never used to get away from seeing those kids, meeting people that were famous, you know. Like I'd hang out with all these guys and take it for granted, and now it's like, hey, I'll pay you guys to come out so these people can meet you, you know, because you don't get it all the time. When you do these corporate events and you're like, oh, stay here, stay there. And, you know, you can't touch him. You can't see him. But when I do an event, you know, you're right there. You take a picture with him. You hang out. You're telling stories, joking around. I let everyone, you know, kind of jump in, sneak a picture here and there, whatever it is, you know, because I want to do that when I was young, you know, and I want the kids to do that as well. So my kids enjoy it. And everyone enjoys my signings because they're totally different from everybody else's. So I really appreciate, you know, the fans and everyone's support when we do these events. And I appreciate everyone that appreciates what I do as well. So I thank you guys as well.
You're very appreciated. And Sinbad, I'll say bye to you first before we say bye to Clayton, because I know you're picking up your daughter. So good luck. Yeah. And we'll see you at the event on Saturday, February 4th.
So everyone go to sinbadsports.com and check us out. And you can get tickets. The autograph tickets are there, and also the merchandise. And also like us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us. I appreciate everyone. Troy, Alex, Mark, thank you so much. And I'm signing off.
See you soon, man.
Take care, Mark. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Awesome stuff. Yeah. And we'll be signing off in a moment. So I just want to, again, I want to send a huge thank you to Mark Clayton, Miami Dolphins legend. I'm surrounded by great former Dolphin players here, which is an honor and a privilege. And Mark, you know, let people know, again, you're going to be out there at the signing on February 4th. And I want to thank you again for stopping by and spending some time with us.
Hey, you're more than welcome, man. I just want to send a shout out to the fans, man. I hope I see them on the 4th of February, man, because, you know, though, man, everything I did when I played the game, it was strictly for the fans, man. You see the guys now, they throwing footballs back and forth with people in the stands. I had been doing that. I did that.
You have.
I used to play catch with all the kids. Stuff. I'd tell them one thing. I said, listen, I'll throw you a ball, but if you don't throw me my ball back, I'll never throw it to you again. You know, so, and I'm going to get that ball back because I'm going to get security to go get you. So, but you know what though, man, I thoroughly thrived off the fans, man. They energized me. I did. I played for the fans, man. They just really just elevated my game to a whole nother level.
Clayton was blessed. He was blessed with talent that it was easy. Like, it was just easy. No matter what he had to do, he just did it. His body was like a well-tuned Ferrari, whatever you want to call it, your favorite sports car. Whatever he needs to do, he'll do it. I don't know if he ran the fastest 40, but if you got on the football field and he needed to outrun you, he outrun you. He just do whatever. And I took pride in playing with him and Dupe. I was so lucky to play with them. You throw Marino in there, Jensen in there. Mm-hmm. Like, we would go through practices, no lie, where the football never hit the ground in practice. I know practices are scripted, but you see incomplete passes in all the time. We would go through an entire practice and, I mean, we would compete. Who has the best hands on this football team? We just didn't drop the ball. And I just loved the way he played. Loved the way Dupa played, Jensen, Marino. And I'll tell one more story, maybe two. But the first time I got promoted to the first team, I get in the huddle. This was another time, like, I went home after practice and I called my friends and I'm like, y'all won't believe this. I get in the huddle, and where my position is in the huddle, to my right is Dan Marino. To my left was Mark Clayton. Next to Mark Clayton was Mark Duper. And I'm sitting there like, you gotta be fucking shitting me. It was awesome. And then the last story I'll tell is Clayton used to have this nice Ferrari, and he would take it to the shop, and his mechanic would be like, dude, like, drive the car, man. Like, you're babying this thing. Clayton called me up. He's like, yo, Strap, I got to bring the car over. You got to take it for a ride. I was like, all right.
Oh, man.
Because I would drive that son of a gun. Absolutely. I would drive that thing, man.
Hey, but Alex, Troy is, you know, he's throwing about, you know, he was the players and stuff that was out there when he was doing that thing. But my man wasn't no chopped liver either right there.
Oh, I'm I know. You,
my man was not.
Modest.
Oh, my God. That dude had some shakes. Oh, my God. I ain't bullshitting. My man and could catch, run some routes. You could put him out wide, too. That same shit right there that McCaffrey and stuff, Troy Troy did all that shit. Troy did all that shit. Everything, just like McCaffrey.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Well, it's nice being able to chat with both of you. Mark Clayton, of course, Troy, who's my partner in crime here on the Extra Yard. Can't thank you guys enough. And remember, last reminder, if you guys want to win autographed Duper and Clayton jerseys, leave us a comment on this YouTube video. And I need to make that clear, because if you're in the live chat right now, it's the different type of comment. Leave a comment on the video and we're going to randomly select a comment. There's a program for that. So you don't have to, like, if you trust me to select something at random, everybody's screwed. We're going to truly select a random comment, and that person is going to win an autographed Duper and Clayton jersey. Mark Clayton, I can't thank you enough, sir. Enjoy your weekend coming up and enjoy the signing in about a week and a half.
Thanks, Alex. Clay, I appreciate it, man. Y'all, thanks for having me on, man. Y'all do a great job, man.
Our pleasure.
I love you. Clay, I love you, and kiss the wife.
Love you too, my brother. I'll see you soon, bro.
You got
We'll talk to everyone on another episode of The Extra Yard. We'll be back at you this Monday on the Five Reasons Sports Network. See ya.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.